Hopeless daters.
One dating app that dares you to swipe right.
The question is,
whose love life is more tragic?
It's Battle of the Tinder Dates.
It is the dating game show that was deemed too racy for Nickelodeon, but not racy enough for CNN.
That all makes sense.
It's Battle of the Tinder Dates, where two of our listeners go head-to-head to figure out whose dating life is the most tragic. We'll explain the rules in just a second, but first, let's meet today's contestants. In this corner, her go-to move to get out of a bad date is to claim she forgot that she's extremely lactose intolerant and she needs to leave now. Please welcome Mozzarella Ella.
Hi.
Oh my God. There's so many people that are like, I understand that. Mm-hmm. Mozzarella Ella, I do.
And in the other corner, her last 9 dates have all ended with her puking into a rooftop hot tub.
Oh, wow.
And that's why she's become known as Jacuzzi Susie.
Oh.
Hey.
Are you banned yet?
Yeah, right?
Here's how the game works. One contestant will start by telling one of their worst dating stories. Then the other will try and counter with a nightmare story of their own. We're going to go back and forth for 3 rounds, and then afterwards, we will declare a winner. Are our contestants ready?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, Mozzarella Ella, let's kick it off with you. Bring it.
Okay, so I went out for coffee with this guy, and after I ordered my latte, he started taking the money out of the barista's tip jar.
No.
Yeah, I was so shocked, and he just kept laughing like a psychopath, and he told me not to worry because his ex-girlfriend works there, and his reason was that she stole his heart, so he steals her tip.
Oh,
oh yeah.
No. Okay.
It seems kind of fair.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I drank my coffee and I left.
Oh, man.
I was like, so how much money did you make?
Yeah, I don't know.
Can you share?
Let's move on. Jacuzzi Susie.
Hi. So basically, I went to this really cute guy's condo and he was like, oh, you want to go into the hot tub?
Oh, there really is a hot tub.
No, yeah. And he said he had something special planned. So I was like, okay, and he comes out of the bathroom, and he's wearing a snorkel and slippers.
What? I don't know why I'm picturing Scuba Steve right now.
Yeah.
What happened?
And so he was like, hey, let's play Shark Attack.
What?
So I just stood there, and I was like, and he like swam around me, like making bubbles, and like... At one point, he was like, come on, you got to get more into it.
A little role play.
That sounds like a great date to me.
At least make a fin with your 2 hands.
Yeah, see, Brooke gets it.
Yeah, I know. You failed on that one, Susie. All right, we're going to round 2. We're back to Ella. Let's hear it.
I went on a cute little park date, and he brought his dog, which was fun. Cute dog. Aww. And then he had to go to the bathroom, and so he asked me to hold the dog's leash. Mm-hmm. And then after he left, the dog found a squirrel.
Oh, no.
The dog started dragging me, like, through the freaking grass. And I ended up, I had to go to the emergency room, and I broke my arm and got a busted lip.
Oh, my God.
Anyone else imagine it was, like, a little chihuahua?
Oh, that's so sad.
I think I've seen this on YouTube. You were that girl.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
All right. What you got, Susie?
So I was on this date. You know, he picked me up, and then he asked me if we could get a car wash.
Oh. Okay.
Okay. Car washes are fun. Yeah.
Before you pick a girl up, though.
Whatever. Yeah, right? It's still kind of fun to go through the car wash.
Sure.
Turns out that there are these high school cheerleaders doing the car wash.
Shut up! No. Oh my God, that's so creepy.
Oh God.
Yeah, it was some fundraiser or something. Uh-huh. So I had another awkward moment, and I just like sat in the car while these like teenagers with big boobs were, you know, making circles with their hands.
Oh wow!
And he was just like, "Don't worry, I'm their soccer coach."
Oh no!
No, that may be innocent. It might be.
Really?
I watched a lot of cars for fundraisers, and I don't want to think anything else, okay?
You also have big...
I'm just saying, I thought that people were just being kind to us and giving us money.
No, they're creepy old men.
It makes it worse, Brooke, that he's their coach. We're moving on to the third and final round. This is your last chance. Ella, give us your best worst Tinder date.
Okay, so my worst date was this guy I met from Tinder, and he invited me to a college football game. And when we met up, he was a different color than his picture. He literally spray painted his entire body from his face all the way down to his feet bright, bright orange.
Oh, no, I didn't understand what you meant by that. I'm like, what?
That is extremely racist.
Yeah, I was like, okay. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know that we want to continue this conversation.
So he painted his body orange.
On a date? That's extreme.
Painted it orange, and then he got super drunk.
Yeah,
of course.
And then, the worst part, after halftime, he ripped off his shorts and jumped the barrier and started streaking across the field.
Oh, wow.
Come on, we're streaking!
Yeah. Let's go!
And then you saw what he was working with down there, and you were like, uh-uh. All right, Susie, can you make us cringe?
Yeah, this one I can definitely make you cringe.
All right.
Hey, let's go.
This guy brought me, I'm not joking, he brought me to a funeral home.
What?
Oh, not good.
Okay. What were you going to do there?
I asked. I was like, why would you bring me here? And he's like, relax, it's nobody I know. I like to go there for the free food.
No!
And that wasn't even the worst part.
How does it get worse?
Yeah.
He asked me to cry while he grabbed stuffed mushrooms from the table.
Oh, wow.
No.
And by the way, those flowers on the casket, those are for you.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow. All right, that final bell means the match is over.
Oh, yes.
It was a great fight. Let's go to the judges and get your final scorecards. Alexis, who's your choice?
I'm going to go with Susie.
That's one vote for Jacuzzi Susie. Brooke, who are you giving it to?
You know, I think that the dead person maybe didn't mind and found it funny. I'm going with Ella because the emergency room trip. That is terrible.
All right, we're 1-1. Man. That means, Jose, you get the final say. Who is going to win today?
I'm going with Mozzarella Ella.
Congratulations, Mozzarella Ella. Yeah. You are the queen of dating sadness. You have one of the worst dating lives we've ever heard.
I knew I had the worst dating life. I knew it.
Like, I don't know if I should cheer or cry. Yeah.
Text into 78592, and maybe you can be a contestant on the next edition of Battle of the Tinder Dates. Your phone tap's coming up right after this.